This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Now is a great time for cattle producers to make succession plans. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Farm and ranch families across the country are beginning to realize that succession planning can't wait any longer. Dr. Shannon Farrell, an agricultural economist at Oklahoma State University, said now is a great time to think about succession planning with the current strength in the cattle market.
I think people are saying, all right, this may be the opportune time for us to really start engaging with that topic. Every aspect of the ag industry has its own unique challenges when it comes to the transition, and ranching is no different. And I think lots of people kind of look at their herd transition like, all right, how do I get this herd into the hands of the next generation? And that's really important. But beyond that, you know, your herd doesn't operate in isolation. There are so many other assets, so many other business relationships, and so many other family relationships that all have to be coordinated with that transition as well. So I think the beef industry is really starting to embrace the unique challenges that they face and try to look for unique solutions to those challenges.
Dr. Farrell said it's vital to teach the next generation of ranchers why they do what they do on top of how to do it.
In agriculture, we do a really good job of teaching the next generation how on our ranch. You know, how do you do this? How do you do that? But so often we don't talk about the why. Why do we do things this way? What are our values and what are we driving towards? So I think in the ranching industry, it really kind of goes back to what we talked about previously. I've worked to develop a herd with this kind of characteristic, whether it's commercial production or purebred genetics. They're really helping the next generation understand, here's why we've gone this direction. And as you take the reins, how do you keep moving forward in that direction? Or if you're going to determine a different path for yourself, how do you pivot from where we are to where we're going? So it's a strategic view with respect to your herd that we don't often think about unless we sit down and really ask ourselves, what are we trying to accomplish?
For more information, visit agriculture.okstate.edu. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.